14, you can write qualification for the supernatural ministry, part 5. We've got a lot to cover, brethren. And the way the Lord is speaking to me, it's like the rapture will be soon. So we have to hurry up. The rapture should be pretty soon. So he that is not married, let him get married. Let him remain unmarried. Okay. That means he that wanted to. So no. So don't work if you are being paid annually. Before the year runs to an end, the rapture should have come. So you can just go on a walk, collect the salary, don't work. I don't know if you get that. Okay, John 14:23. So I've said it before, the spirit within is the same spirit upon. The spirit within is the same spirit upon. I love the way Pastor Nika said it. He said, we are made up of the substance of ministry. We are made up of the substance of the elements of ministry, of the requirement of ministry. The requirement of ministry is our initial makeup. Hallelujah. We receive full, not parts. Amen. Not for that is John 3, right? John 3:34. When he is saying that for God giveth not his spirit by measure. So it's not we receive full parts, not part payment. What do I call it? So eternal life, hope you are writing as much as you can. Eternal life is a description of the giving of the spirit within us. When we are saying we have eternal life, it's a description of the giving of the spirit within us. We have eternal life because that the spirit stays in us forever. Are you with me? Is that fact of the foreverness of the spirit in us? That is what we call eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. The description of the giving of the spirit. Say the spirit of God is my DNA. Say the spirit of God is the core of my existence. Say is the proof of my divinity. Say I've got the best of God. I've got the spirit. So he gave us himself. That's the point. He gave us himself. He didn't just that's why I keep saying it. God did not give you gift, okay? He gave you the spirit. He gave you the spirit. We are the one that pick up gift by the spirit, from the spirit to what? To bless men. To one it is given, that is you. To another it is given, that is you. Are you with me? You are the one giving. What God gave you is not word of knowledge, prophecy, tongue, and interpretation. What God gave you is the spirit. Are you with me, brethren? So John 14:23, let's hurry up. See if we can do this in an hour. Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, what will he do? He will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being present with you. 26, want to go, everybody? Let's read. Hold on, I know it's not there. Wait for her. Come on, we wait for you, Be your brother's keeper. Oh, is light not okay? Okay, we can on the light for them. Light is not. Are you there now? Good. So, everybody, 26, want to go? Yes. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Praise God. So the forever giving of the Spirit is based on the sacrifice of Jesus. That forever giving of the Spirit. The reason why the Spirit will stay in you forever is because of the sacrifice of Jesus. The sacrifice of Jesus. The sacrifice of Jesus. We are not saying the Spirit just came on earth when Jesus died. No. But the reason the Spirit stays in man forever is the sacrifice of Jesus. The spirit has been on earth since Genesis 1:3. Remember? The spirit moving over the face of the water. Talking about, it speaks of the appeal of the spirit to men. When he's saying the spirit move over the face of the water, he's speaking about what? The appeal. How the spirit of God has been appealing to men over the ages. Moving the face of the water, the heart of men. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay. Genesis 1, the first. If you don't get what I'm saying, Genesis 1. In the beginning, from verse 1, God created, yes, the heaven and the earth. But suddenly, what do we see from in the next verse? And the earth was suddenly without form. What is this speaking about? And the spirit of, and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. What does that speak about? About the heart of man. The state of the heart of man. The state of the heart of man. And suddenly, what did God say? What did we see happening? The spirit of God was moving over the face of the water. So that deep, that was dark, that was void, that was tohu-bohu. He said, he now saw the spirit of God brooding over. Don't imagine one spirit, the spirit of God swimming on a big, I know that you have thought about that before. Long ago, the spirit of God was just swimming. He doesn't have a resting place. He's saying, oh God, where will I stay? Where will I see? He was swimming. No ground, no Africa, no America. No, come on. That is prophetic. It's not literal. Amen? He talked about the activity of the spirit all across the ages. Because 2 Corinthians 4 now told us that God has shined where? In our hearts. In our hearts. God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined where? In our hearts. So, Hebrews 3 verse 7. So, the spirit moving over the face of the waters talks of his appeal of the spirit to men since man fell. Hebrews 3 verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will what? Hear his voice, what must you not do? Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, in the day of the temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always hear in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Go rush to Genesis 6 verse 3. Be fast. Genesis 6 verse 3. Come on, be fast. Genesis 6 verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always what? Strive with man. For that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So looks like the spirit will only keep appealing. The spirit's duty is he will keep appealing. Long-suffering. Write that down. Long-suffering. It was Noah that now set a limit. Spirit, you are not appealing beyond 120 years. Because the spirit appeals to men through who? Through the preacher, through Noah. Are you getting me? So he's appealing to that darkness for the darkness to receive the light of God through the preacher. So, the spirit has been given, but not to be forever. I'm saying from Genesis, the spirit of God, God did not separate man from the influence of the spirit. But man could not receive the spirit to be forever as long as redemption has not been accomplished. So, like I wrote in my notes, I said, the spirit has not been given to be forever, not because there is a holding back from God, but there is a rejection from men. Not because God is trying to hold back his spirit, but because man is rejecting. The nature of man rejects God's nature. Yes, the nature of man is hostility. Hostile. Rejecting God's nature. Rejecting God's intention. So when he said the spirit will soon be given, in John 14, he is talking about man's state is about to be changed. Because why the spirit could not stay forever all this while is because of man's state. So when he now says the spirit is about to stay forever, that means something is about to happen to that state of man that has been previously rebellious. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is why the giving of the Spirit is also the emergence of a new creature. Say God's own is man. It's not that God is about to be nice. No. No. He is willing to enter his own sins. But redemption must come first. You can't be filled when you don't know what you have. You can't be filled with the Holy Ghost when you don't understand the concept of the Spirit. When you don't understand the reason. When you don't understand the intention. When you don't understand the longevity. Why some of you will think that you will speak in tongues, you will skip, you will skip, you will skip. You will think you come at times from work. You say, let's speak in tongues. And you are say, rusty. And you are trying to boot up. It's because you see I have this fluctuating nature. Fluctuating mentality. That the Spirit is, okay, I'm just coming from work. I have not spoken in tongues since morning. I have not done anything spiritual since. So, let me find the Spirit. You are not finding anything. Amen? Say, it's my nature. Say, I can start up like that. Say, I can start up. Pwah. Everybody speak in tongues? That's not poor. Be quiet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That tongue reached the roof. It didn't ascend to heaven. Hallelujah. The heaven is there. Hallelujah. Come on, speak in tongues. Kati voze kanti. Right hand stop. Speak in tongues. That thing that usually make them on fire, that thing is not around. Something is missing. It's around. It's not here. Hallelujah. So you can just start talk like that. Now, so as I wrote my note, I said you can't be filled when you don't know what you have. That is why there is disorderedness at times when hands are laid. Mm-hmm. You receive power. Imagine you receive power, you ran out of the church, scattered the whole church, and you said nothing. They laid hands on you, you rolled, scattered the whole share, and you said nothing. You said nothing, you received nothing, no boldness, nothing. Why? And some people, they so much love the effect. Just that effect, that's what you want to see. God gave us gift. Gift, gift. Alaji, brethren, gift. When I'm laying hands, I'm not just expecting, like, thank God in this place now we are more intelligent. We're not just expecting what you are expecting is not the lady or the man to fall down. No, is you are expecting him to relate with what you are giving him. To relate with it. Anyway, that is not Yesha. That's on things of the Spirit. So as hands are laid, you are calling a gift to bear. I mean, when you lay hands on a believer. Inspired by the Spirit or by the gift of faith, what are you doing? You are calling a gift to bear. You are calling a gift to manifestation. You are calling a gift to. You are bringing it to the surface. So I wrote this in my notes. So when the hands are laid on you, when the hands are removed, don't try to act normal. Mm-hmm. When the hands are removed, when somebody is laying hands on you, and when he now removes the hand, don't try to act normal. You will miss it. You will miss the purpose. You will miss the intention. Don't force yourself to act normal. That's the reason I say it like that. See, are you writing? Good. So don't try to act normal. Desire to see. Desire to hear, desire to speak new things, desire to feel the intent of the laying of hands. See, you know, you have a lot to cover up. Huh? You are coming from somewhere. You have been happening since. Yeah. See, this is part 5. So, see what I wrote to. I say, when the hands laid is removed, don't desire to say it's over. No, desire to see, desire to hear. Desire to feel. Desire to speak something. hands are laid, laughter may be battered. Words should be battered. Some movements should be battered. Right there, that way. When hands are laid, you can see laughter battered. Words, movements, vision, trance, boldness, clarity. Shall I go by it again? Laughter, hallelujah. Words, movement, vision, trance, boldness, clarity. So whichever you receive, you must stay on it. You must say it out. When hands are laid, whatsoever you receive, you must be bold about it. You must be vocal. You must amplify it. Are you with me? Are you with me, brethren? Is enough? You are more intelligent than hands are laid on you. You just fell the effects. You just fall down and nothing. No, that's not the intention. That's not the intent. It's to call a gift to bear for believers. Glory to God. Say, I desire to see, to speak, to do as I'm being ministered to. So, 2 Timothy chapter 1. So, don't forget, I said, whichever anything you receive, you must stay on it. You must still say it out. You feel like running when hands are laid on you, run then speak. You feel like loving, after loving, what should you do? Speak. Speaking must is like a common intercession. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can love in the Holy Ghost. Love. Then you stop. You speak. Is the speaking, is the words, those words. That is what will actually separate what you are doing from the normal stuff to an unbeliever. E.g., if you desire a gift and hands are laid on you, what must you do? Speak. Speak. When hands are laid, what is happening? Whatsoever is coming forth must come with boldness. What is the intention? 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Whatsoever comes forth will come with boldness. With boldness. 1 verse 6, are you there? Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up. Say stir up. Say stir up. That thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7, want to go, everybody? For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So, hands must not be laid on you, and you are like nothing. Amen? It's you. It cannot be you. Believers must be taught. It cannot be you. I say, what? Nothing. Are you fine? Yeah, I'm fine. Normal. Stay it up, okay? Tell your neighbor, say, stay it up. Ban somebody, say, stay it up. Tell somebody, say, stay it up.
Stay it up.
Say, speak. Hallelujah. Laying on of hand service must be a loud service. It must be a loud service. If you are comported in everything, you can't be comported in your speaking. Laying on of hand service, you can even to put that doubt in all those your short clips. They are loud service. They are vocal services. They are services with volume. People were saying something. Now, accent. Let me know when you are there. Vocal. Loud. Loud vocal. Acts what? 42. Acts 10 verse 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him gave all their prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive what? Remission of sins. 44. Why Peter Yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of his circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on them was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. 46, for they heard them. Say, they heard them. Say, they heard them. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Hallelujah. Now, flow with me. I want to explain this experience to you now. Are you ready? Hallelujah. I will explain this. I will try and explain Acts 2. Then we go. Now, this is not the omnipotence of God at work. How Cornelius and the rest, how they spoke in tongues, it's not just God saying, it is time. It's not the omnipotence of God. See, man is key. I have showed you something in some things in this show that whatsoever, you know, the normal thing we sing is that no matter what God has decided, say, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say, it's more of the opposite. Though. It's more of when man says yes, even God cannot say no. What did you see in that Tower of Babel? God is saying, nothing can be withheld from these people whatsoever they have imagined in their hearts. It's man. A man can see all the mercy of God like this and say, I'm not taking it. As well, the more you preach, the more you will see things. You will see somebody, you will get him healed, get him saying, say, thank you, I know. But this thing, no. Amen. That is why it's called an appeal. That's why it says, God is beseeching you by us. God is begging you by us, be ye reconciled to God. So, let's trace this story. It's not the omnipotence of God, it's desire meeting the word. Write it down that way. It is desire meeting the word. Like desire meets power. Are you with me? There is a background to the story. See what God said in the gospel. John 10 verse 14. Let me first give you the background. I'll be very fast. I say it's desire meeting power. What happened there is not the omnipotence of God. It is man's desire that now means they are jammed with the power of God somewhere. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Let's rush this. Ensure your neighbor is alive. John 10. Come to the front. You can't stay there at all. 10:14. I am the good shepherd. And are you there? John 10:14. Are you there? I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. 16. I want to go, everybody. All that sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be how many fold? One fold and one shepherd. The Great Commission was very clear. Mark 16:15. Look at your Bible. It says, all that sheep I have, they are not of this fold, referring to the world, to the Gentiles. Israel was thinking, the Spirit is for them, is for them. Everything, the counsel of God, they have the oracles of God, they have the Torah. That is why they are fighting so strong that no, Peter, you can't take this gospel to these people. See Mark 16:15. But Jesus already told them. What is in Mark 16? And he said unto them, go ye into how many? All the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. Say every. So 16 now say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. This signs for them that believe. No. He didn't say the Jews that believe. Them. Anyone. Say anyone. Say whosoever. So, but they could not fathom it. These signs will follow everyone that believes. But they could not fathom it. He said, in my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. Rush to Acts 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you. What will happen to you? Shall be witness unto me where? Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the guys started ministry without any physical plan to move to the Gentiles. Like, it's not that they are planning to. They were not even planning. No plan. See, Acts 11:19. And Gentile is not one nation. Gentile is like the remaining 99.5% of the world. So that would mean that is the entire people, that is the actual people that Jesus died for. Do you get me? They are focused on the 0.5 or 0.2. I didn't know the percentage of the Jews compared to the whole world. They focus on that small clique. Left the bigger picture. I said, Acts 11, verse 19. Come on, look at your Bible, everybody. You cannot miss me right now, and I have to be fast. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose above Stephen traveled as far as Phineas and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Can you see that? Even after Peter went to them, see verse 2 and 3. Acts 11, 2 and 3. When Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they which were of his circumcision contended with him. Verse 3, saying what? Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them. Didn't they hear Jesus all this? Why? Jesus was clear. All the world, all that sheep I have, not of this fold, I must bring them in. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all uttermost part of the earth. So, Acts 8:26. So they refused to go to the Gentiles. But a quiet one happened in Acts 8. It was quiet. They didn't talk much about it. But it happened. And Luke wrote it down. Acts 8, are you there? 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go towards the south, unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. 27. And he arose and went and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all our treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship. So it is clear that this is not a Jew, right? It's clear that this is not a Jew, cannot be a Jew. 28. And was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Oh, then the Spirit said unto Philip, 29, go near, join yourself to that chariot. 30. And Philip, now see, don't forget when I taught you about responding to God. What if Philip told Philip? Go, join. But see the man of God, he now took initiative for that. See verse 30, Philip ran. He didn't just go, he ran to the man, to him. He heard him, right? He paid attention. He didn't say, okay, Spirit, so what next now? No, come on, you are wired of God. You know what to do. So, and he said, do you understand? Understandest thou what thou readest? Pastor Nanga, right? And 31, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Did Philip see? Ask the Spirit. Spirit, what else? Spirit, next step. He has given you all that. Go and join yourself. Just like you are saying, you are in a bus, and the Spirit said, "Look at that guy." And look at him. I say, "Huh, Spirit? Huh? say what else? No, he's go and toast him." Share the word. You are saying what? You are waiting to be micromanaged. Like you are saying, Spirit say, left, right, center, back. It's tikus. Amen? Praise God. Say, I respond to God. Good. So, verse, where are we? 32. And the place of the scripture, which he read, was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb dumb before a shearer. The guy is just so lucky; he is reading the right place. He's not reading Psalm 35, which may be difficult for Philip to start from. Amen. He was just reading the right place. 33. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. See, reading the right place attracts help. I didn't think this man is reading the law of Moses. I didn't think God, the Spirit, would tell Philip go. Go and meet him. He has been meditating on this. Because see him, he's taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth. 34. Want to go? 34. Come on. And the Enoch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself, of some. What do you see there, brethren? Desire. Thank you. Write it down. Desire. It's not the omnipotence of God that took Philip to the man. Desire.
Desire. Desire causes angels to walk.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Desire. Preachers didn't come to him like they did to the Jews in Acts 2 or Acts 3. But he desired. And an angel heard his prayers and interrupted Philip's schedule. Are you with me? Say desire. So verse 35 now said, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. As they went on their way, they came unto a certain place where there is water. Say, I see this water. What is preventing me to be baptized? 37, Philip said, if you believe with your eyes, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. First Gentile saved also, like by our own record. So 39, when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord cut away Philip again. Hallelujah. Philip Eli. And the Enoch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. So when this was done, maybe perhaps the angel was so excited. I said, wow. Maybe first Gentile said, wow, Philip, let's go. Poo! A Galileo. No, it's not a Galileo. Rejoice. Like, put a Galileo all over Facebook. Amen. A Galileo is not you are doing like this, a Galileo. No, it's not a Galileo. Amen. I'm going to do some Galileo for you very soon. Sorry, let me control myself. Amen. Yeah, it's not a Galileo. It's not selfie. A Galileo. Yeah, it's not a Galileo. Yeah, it's not a Galileo. Not to put the Leo. Amen. A Galileo, you do it well. Amen. Praise God. So if you are really doing it, you will not have time to snap. Amen. Till he came to Caesarea. Now, funny enough, Azotus, said, and that is verse 40, but Philip was found where at Azotus, and passed through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Azotus was another Hebrew land. It's still another Jewish land. It's not Gentiles. I checked it. So, Acts 10. Acts 10. Are you ready? Verse 1. There was, see this one too. It's so clear. It's clear where it happened. Forget this. We can do nothing and God will just override. That's why that rapture will not happen until we are ready. So now a lot of you now you're not willing to let go of marriage, you just want to marry. So I say rapture. You know, rapture cannot happen as long as we have this type of people that are so amen. Sorry. Acts 10 verse 1. There is always a background to the story. When you just see that somebody got, and at times you wonder, somebody say we have you brought in 5 people on wish here, 3 got up, 2 refused. Most of the time, there is a background that you didn't see in the meeting. There is a background to the story. At times, desire is not, it's not a dating, no. Desire must follow the principle of faith. It must be persistent. It must be ardent. It must be particular. It must be say desire. At times, somebody comes for a meeting and is in that meeting that you are not desiring. Come on, it's not, it's you are but by the time I'm done with Acts 10, you get what I'm saying. There was a certain man, are you there? In Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of the Lord coming in unto him, saying unto him, Cornelius, verse 4, and when he looked up on him, he said, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. Verse 5, can you see what he's saying there? For a memorial. Good. And now send men to Joppa, call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you what you ought to do. Some of you would have put this man, make him the babaijo, chief launcher. But if you say there is something that you need to do, send for Peter. So he must have been praying about salvation. He must have been praying about salvation. And the only way God can answer his prayer is by linking him to a preacher.
Write that down.
He was praying about salvation. And the only way God could have answered him, the only way, is by linking him to a preacher. Preacher is the answer, oh. Not God's power. Not power. Preacher. God cannot save a man without a preacher. Anybody that is saved from his mother's womb, saved in the dream, saved, that one is going to hell. It's not saved though. You must be saved by the activities of a preacher man. He says it's a fish that preached to you and you are saved. No more kingdom. Amen. For you too. Back to sender. So, and the only way God answers his prayer is by linking to a preacher. So you can see that unbelievers can get their prayers answered. From that scenario, can you see that unbelievers can get their prayers answered? Can somebody pray in monks and God answers? Sorry, but that's the truth. So, see, the angel told him to get Peter because he was praying as touching salvation. If he was praying other things, that is what would have happened. If Cornelius was right there praying for wealth, praying for maybe praying for one provision, well, I think that is what would have happened instantly. Yes, put it on. That is what would have happened. I say, if he was praying for wealth, if he was praying for other physical things, I believe he would have gotten it. Well, so you can leave that for other exegesis. So verse 7. Come on, verse 7. I'm already halfway already. So. And when the angel spake unto Cornelius, was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him out continually. Say honor. Say honor. Say desire. Say honor. Say desire. So, see the man he called. Of the one that waited on him continually. Verse 8. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Now, see verse 9. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And when he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they were made ready, look at the Bible, everybody, please, I beg you. He fell into a trance, and verse 11, and saw heaven open, and a certain, say trance. Trance. Say trance. Trance. Say trance. Trance is for believers. Thank you. So, and when heaven opened, a certain vessel descending upon him, unto him, as it has been a great sheet, nicked at the four corners and led down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts and of the earth, wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have not eaten anything that is uncommon or unclean." 15, want to go? And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, that call thou not common." Verse 16, how many times did Peter reject it? 16, this was done, three times, and the vessel was ripped up again to heaven. Now, 17. Now, why Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius and had made inquiry from Simon's house stood outside the gate. 18. And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. Why Peter thought on the vision? Want to go? What happened? The Spirit said unto him. 19 again. Why Peter thought on the vision? What is Peter's duty? He was thinking, meditating. So what happened? He received help. The Spirit said unto him, what? Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them. Doubting nothing, I have sent them. It's simple. That's like a threat. Peter, go. I tell you, Peter, go. Like, three times Peter was saying, no, I have not eaten that is unclean. Say, three men are seeking you. Just go, doubting nothing, I have sent them. So the Spirit cannot explain doctrine. But just say, so you just go and preach. So, now, the man of God is almost begged of God, like, just go, please go. Not that he really wanted to go. Stephen, what's that? Are you a man of God? So you stay awake. Verse 24. 24 now. And on the morrow, after they enter into Caesarea, 24, are you there? And Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and his near friends. 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down and at his feet. What's that? What's that? Honor. Leave the, it's not the falling down that make the things up. What is that? Honor. This guy, they were expecting something. I'm not even sure they have. They knew that some people spoke in tongues before. But they are ready to receive anything that is flowing. If it's just flying across, they will grab it. Man for Philip. So they are ready. See the words, though. He has, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. He called everybody, come, come. The man of God is coming. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. 26, but Peter took him up and saying, stand up, I myself am a man. Okay, 27, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many, say many, that were coming together. 28, and he said, and see Peter, say, you know that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company. To keep company. See, he said, I'll come unto one of another person. But God had showed me that I should not call any man common unclean. 29, therefore, okay, see Peter, he was not even like going to, you know what to do immediately. He said, therefore, I'm here without gainsaying as soon as I'm sent for. So why do you send for me? Imagine. Should he ask? He is a willing man of God. Should he ask them? Where else are you there? You are not easy. Are you a photographer or are you a performer? Are you a performer? You are a man. You are a man of God. They call you. God, the Spirit told you three times. The angel told you three times. The Spirit tell you to go. The guy came. He prostrated. And I said, okay. I'm here. So why? What? So if Peter is the dispenser of the Holy Ghost, will he give them? He won't. Oh. So why? See the next word itself. 30. And Cornelius said, okay, 4 days ago, it's me, I was fasting unto this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, and a man stood before me in bright clothing. And said, Cornelius, your prayer is heard, your arms are come in remembrance in the sight of God. 32. And therefore, send men to Joppa, call for Simon, he is lodging by the seaside. When he come, he will speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I send to thee. And thou hast well done, sir, that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of who? Of God. So whatsoever Peter is going to say, this man will accept it forever. See, we are ready. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hey, yeah. See, say desire. Say honor. There are things now you could see what happened in the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus was not willing, he was not looking in that direction. But something receives the best of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If we learn to honor the gathering of the saints this much, you will touch a fellow believer, you will be healed instantly. As I will still come back on that, on those our New Testament communion service that talks about honor within brethren. If you honor this fraternity, you will. It shows in the way you come to church. I'm serious. It's subtle. You are coming to church. You are late. You are still pocketing. Oh, dude, is he doing eating plantain chips? Like this. It shows. Amen. It shows in the way you respond to service, to gathering. What you will benefit in the service. Service, some of you are already late. You are already living live stream. Okay, he's preaching. Okay, he's preaching again. It's my shah. You're just strolling. Amen. Say desire. So, I wrote this down. Peter is too small to cause these guys not to receive the best of God. Like, Peter is too small. Not even God could tell these guys no. Their desire said yes. And see, God cannot say no. No, of course, God is already willing. Peter cannot even say no. Hallelujah. So Acts 10, 34 now. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, well, of a truth, I perceive, sir, that God is not a respecter of person. See what he said in the next verse. Is he brought in the Lord? He said, but in every nation, he that what? Feareth him and what? Walketh. That is very wrong, brethren. Walketh righteousness is accepted with him. He's saying that Cornelius is head because he's walking righteousness. That is not right, too. Amen. Who is accepted before God? The man that has faith in Christ, faith in Christ. Not we that walketh righteousness. So this is a wrong statement. Sorry to say. Okay. So when they heard this, did they speak in tongue? No. Because there is a message, no matter your desire, there is something that you must hear to be born again. Amen. Now this one is different from the woman with the issue of blood. It's different from you want to be healed or you want to. You know, if they were sick at this place already, they are already healed. But this is not sickness that we are battling here. The guy was praying about salvation. I've told you from initially. So 36. And the word which God. So Peter now kept speaking. Although you can see this in just summarized in 6 verses, but of course, you know it will be a long sermon. So the word which God sent unto children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. The word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. 38, how God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, okay? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. 39, and we are all witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. So he has spoken about his sufferings, right? He was just speaking. 40. And him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. 41. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Wow. So he spoke about resurrection. You know, if you compare this with Acts 2, he was not talking about, you know, he didn't tell them to believe. He was like just talking about his experience. Well, we that we ate and drank with him, you know, he was pocketing, you know, but he mistake, unknowing to he mentioned after he rose. So those guys say, hey, he rose, have we? As he's saying it, they receive that. Peter is doing emojis, you know, he said, not, he didn't appear to everybody, you know, but to us, choosing. We ate with him, man. It was like we saw him, it was disappearing, that we ate with him. You know, I know you pocketing there, feeling big. In fact, maybe as he's speaking, maybe you're not eating, maybe you'll be speaking some tongues. You know, classic, don't worry, that one is not for you. No, that one is not for you. So we ate with him, man. It was so wonderful. At times, he would just walk through the world, he would just come into us, and he would say to me, Peter. Yeah, you know, he said, just what I'm saying. He said, yes, sir, yes, sir. He said, but you said he rose from the dead. Yes, he rose. But we are it's only us. Unknowing to Peter, he has completed the equation. Everything they need, everything that their desire need, is completed. So he's just doing his own. What's the next verse? 42, right? And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he who is ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. 43. To him gave all the prophet witness that what? Through him, through his name, whosoever believeth on him shall receive remission of sin. Ah! You have spoken about 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. Unknowing in a long sermon. Don't say, maybe in the whole 1 hour. You just speak about death. You just speak down. Bah. Later, burial. Bah. Resurrection. Foreseen. It's done. Huh? It's done. Nothing. Peter is just too small. Say desire. So during Peter's, please write this down. I mean, this is for doctrine now. During Peter's preaching, they got saved. It was during Peter's preaching that they got saved. Don't forget, salvation is the believing. They got saved. And because desire didn't stop, saved man now responded to God within. Hallelujah. Because desire did not stop at salvation, because they were still looking for something. Saved man, they now responded to God within, took tongues from within, and spoke without any learner on offense. Without any initial learner on offense. So what happened in verse 44? Why Peter yet spake this word? They blasphemed in tongues. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fell on all them. They heard the word. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the word was preached. There was an earnest desire. Don't forget, they couldn't speak in the beginning of the chapter. It was the gospel that births faith to believe. The gospel message. That is what births faith to believe and to speak in tongues. So this will help us to further understand Acts 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm almost done. Acts 2. Why? Because Peter made it clear. See verse 47. That this was the same way we received tongues in the beginning. Acts 10, 47. No one laid hands on them two at the beginning. You remember? See Acts 10, 47. Can any man forbid water that this should have been baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Are you with me? So the same way what happened in Acts 10, that is the same way it happened in Acts 2. Meaning there must have been desire in Acts 2. Acts 2 is not omnipotence. I will show you right now so we can close. So what is it? Write in your notes. What is a question you have to answer in your evangelism? What is the significance of Acts 2? What is the significance of Acts 2? Are you there? What is the significance of Acts 2 to their speaking in tongues, to their atmosphere of to their speaking in tongues? I wrote this in my notes. Acts 2 is the atmosphere of a special program. Expectation is all about their mind, not a fixed date from God. Acts 2 was all about their mind, not about any fixed date from God. Now you see what I'm going, you see what I'm saying? See, Moses' feast of Pentecost was to give them boldness to take up ministry. Moses' feast of Pentecost was to give them what? Boldness to take up ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? So they must have been saying that, what Joel said, we will receive it. Because see, Acts 1 verse 1. Jesus built their expectation progressively. Acts 1 verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, you have heard of me. So he told them to wait. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, for you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. So it's not about God. He didn't say God is about to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. You guys, you will be baptized. It's your duty. Let me say it this way. You will take it yourself. John baptized you with water. He didn't say, I am about to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. You will be. Speaking to them. Are you with me? Come on. So it's not about God. God has finished his own. See verse 8. You shall receive what? Who will receive power? God or men? They will receive. they will receive. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Who is to receive power? Men. They are the one to receive power. See, Acts 1:13. So, see their response. 13. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room and abode with Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelot, and Judas, brother of James. 14, want to go, everybody? Everybody, 14, verse 14. Yes, sirs. These all continue with one accord in prayers and supplication with the woman and Mary, mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they were expectant. Even the mother of Jesus, the only Mary, was dead expectant of salvation. She was never a giver of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sorry, I mean, sorry, they are not expecting the Holy Ghost. Sorry. They are what? They intentionally built their faith to a day. Jesus has taught them about tongues. I can't say clearly that Jesus didn't even demonstrate it to them. He could must have. Amen. He might have. But he told them, you guys receive it on this day. Why? That will be a fulfillment of what? Of Moses' feast of Pentecost. So that Mosaic feast of Pentecost is like an eye point for them. Are you getting me? Like, it's like the atmosphere of a special program. When you just say Holy Ghost meeting. Now this is why special program is good. It can just help people. I remember there was a program we did there. Our guys. They call it Speak. Speak One. And that was IMD Festus in Ibadan. The first one they did, IMD Festus, boom. Another day, all of them, you know, all the products of, okay, Ojut, where's Ojut now? Of course, you know our guys. The first edition, that program, intentionally, the guys, they were speaking about it. Speaking about it, it will be wonderful. Like a month, every on Facebook, everybody just say, why Speak One? Why Speak One? Lo and behold, when the day came, their expression was not cut short. Now, I'm not going to speak to one, the first one, that first one. Ah, my God. No, they didn't speak one, they didn't speak two. So that first one, because of the way they spoke about it, there was also a time like that in Zamfara State. That program that Pastor Jolami came for, time of refreshing, the one that we did in Family House. Uh-huh. Like every 1 minute, somebody is always talking about the others. Come Friday. You will catch fire. So everybody is already ready. So as that day is approaching, service starts at 7 o'clock, people are already ready, 6 o'clock. What's that? Desire. Amen. This is my question. Why can't we have the same attitude to every Christian meeting? Why must it be a special service? Because doing it only for special meetings will not really help the majority. If we can have the attitude for every meeting, desired. The Sunday program, what did I do intentionally for you? I posted it on Facebook, told you guys even before that, brothers, you come and teach us on I am supernatural. What must you do instantly? Desire. Anytime a program is announced ahead of time, you start using it you meditate on it, you pray with it. Oh, in this day, I receive the best. Don't say I'm a new creature. That's not the time to say, yes, I'm a new creature. I've got everything. And you say, I receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. You say, my gifts get amplified. I get bolder. Hallelujah. Say desire. So they were expectant. Praying that what? 1:24. That day may not pass them by. Pentecost. 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 So, two things. Number one, the Father of Pentecost was a big feast on his own. Coupled with the Father, Jesus now told them that feast is for you. Say, hey, it's for us. He said, yes. So, it could have been any day. Why? They were already born again. I'll show you that in the last part, right? But that from just John 20, Mark 16, they were already born again. The Spirit is already within them. But that boldness to bring the Spirit upon for ministry, they were able to take it. Priscilla, I love the way you're focusing. I'm better than your 24. And they prayed and said, thou Lord, which knoweth the heart of all men, shew them which of these two thou hast chosen. Verse 25. And that they may take of what? Come on now. See 24. You use 25 for me. You will see their intention. They were expecting a ministry. Now, after that, Acts 2 is not about salvation, it's ministry. See, number 24. They prayed and said, thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, shew whether of these two thou hast chosen. 25. That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go. So, what are they expecting? Ministry, not salvation. So, it's the ministry that we announce them to the world. That is why on the day of Pentecost, early in the morning, everybody was there, 6 a.m. Hallelujah. So, Acts 2, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, what happened? They were all with one accord in one place. Hallelujah. See, God cannot say no. Nothing could have said no. They were ready. Like that is their own fire conference. Why do we call something fire conference? Is it because something will come on the service that is not in another service? No. As you are calling fire conference, what are you expecting? Ah! I'll be on fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why when you do a program, you say, give me a boy, die. Hallelujah. Say desire. Say, I amplify my desire towards Christian meetings. So verse 2, and suddenly. So that suddenly, we can explain the suddenly, right? The suddenly is what happened. It's not suddenly to them. They were expectant. That is why when they finished, immediately they were speaking to them. What happened? Immediately, Peter took Joel, said, this is what happened. He was not saying, brethren, just give us a day. We'll be able to explain to you what is happening here. That would mean Joel, the knowledge of Joel did not come to Peter supernaturally. He already knew it, right? It's there. That tongue is coming. Tongue is coming. Tongue is coming. So the day, 6 a.m., fully come in the due 6 a.m., they are all there, one accord. One accord means, God, see, just stay on your own. We are taking this. God, stay there. We die here. You know. When man say yes, God cannot say no. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. It will rush now. They are the one that is rushing. That is fill all the house. It's them. Fill all the house. And they appear unto them close. And he sat on each of them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, they will not even allow anybody to do like you. You want to cobalize us? Everybody. For you to be there say, by 6 a.m., it means you are ready. 6 a.m. in church. I didn't know when they left the house. Maybe some of them just slept there. But there is a day called the day of Pentecost. So they packed their load. I think they said they are in Solomon's Porsche. Yeah? They went there, sat down. So it's like they're just spending that time. 6. Hallelujah. Praise God. And like you heard in that pastor online class message, yeah, is it Holy Ghost meeting? See, there's always somebody that's called the first responder. Yeah? There's always somebody that at times in the meeting that will first start up the rejoicing. Start up the tongues. I didn't know if it will be Peter here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody, as Peter saw that guy, you want to collect my apostleship? Never. Holy Ghost, where are you? Mamba, ba, 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 ba. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are shaking your head for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So write this down in your notes. So that means on the day of Pentecost, they must have been praying. They must have been praying. Desire receives the best of God. So why didn't Jesus lay hands on them? If he did, what then will be the proof that he truly made New Testament ministers? Why? Amen? Instead of laying hands, what did Jesus do? He taught them. He taught them. He taught them. 40 days teaching them just so that one day will not pass them by. Teaching is important, eh? Praise God. Now, if it's Jesus that laid hands on them, it could have affected the scenario in Acts 10 too. Because Peter, I don't think Peter would be willing to lay hands on those guys. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. So, they took up ministry. This is different from the Matthew 10 when they go out preaching, healing the sick. No. Then you say, you are going to do this because I am around. Now you will do this yourself. In fact, it's more like, you will do this because I am not around. Higher. The Matthew 10, healing the sick, they did it because he was around. They say, don't worry, my master is somewhere outside. He sent to bless you ahead of time. Are you ready? Do your hand like this. What are you doing? Be healed. But now Jesus says, I am not around. I am not here. But you are here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, he must, that's why boldness, this boldness of a thing, you must grow beyond somebody that is carrying the anointing of your emoji. Ah, see, if I give it to you right now, you're carrying the mantle. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Carve out a raster. Start praying. Start praying in tongues. That's what you should do. That's the response to stop. When you start hearing stuff, you start praying in tongues. You build your mind. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm almost done. Almost done. So that is it. So he told them, you guys, you will do it yourself. That is the proof that new creations are now around. Don't forget, he said, you guys, you will be witnesses for me. You will be the proof. You will be a record that I am not dead. You will be the proof to men that I am still alive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that he has duplicated himself around the earth. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I can see in that Acts 2, I saw Jesus rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, yes, I got it. See, Pentecost is for men to act. New creations beginning ministry. So he builds their desire and told them, you guys, you receive. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just like the guy that established me in ministry till today, he didn't pray for me. He spoke to me for about 2 hours. I said, pray for me. He said, no. He said, go and pray. I entered an uncompleted building. For 1 hour, I was there. That is why I can say, I don't know how to backslide. You can teach me. Since that day, 8th of March 2006. I'm not saying that is when I became born again. That is the day a fire came. After, as I'm finishing, I saw vision. I heard God. I saw trance. Everything was just happening, like all at once. Desire. 3 p.m. F Block, Abuja Hostel. In Ekiti State. I can trace it. He spoke for 2 hours. Speaking. My head was just loading. I said, please pray for me. He said, no. Go and sort out yourself. He did it angrily. But it helped me. If you have laid hands on me there or something, something might have happened, but something will be lacking. But he told me, go. I did it one. First time I would pray myself. 1 hour. Just prayed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I receive the best of God. Say, I stir up my desire. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let this affect your attitude. Attitude towards Christian meetings. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm forever grateful to that guy. He has been my usual friend. Daddy, he just sat me down. Fast on me, Olumide. Abuja was. He sat me down. Don't be. You are not serious with the things of God. I said, but I'm a choir before. So you are not serious. Ah. He spoke at me 2 hours. I say, ah. Oh, glory to God. See, desire. Huh? What we do in church, we beat your desire. At times, you will receive stuff in church, you will take it home. You will now go and sit down in 6 hours. You'll be on it. Brethren, let's respond to God. Let's bat ministry in this our generation. Let's bat greatness. Let's bat greatness. Let's take this gospel. Let's receive the energy, the power to take it across. Come on, pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues. Oh, glory to God. If man will say yes, God will not say no. And don't forget, you don't build desire in a day. The same thing goes for healing meetings. You hear that there will be an healing meeting. What do? You build your desire. Towards that day, you just build your desire. A man of God is coming to bless us. You will build your expectation. You will speak words. You will talk about it. You will dip it. WhatsApp it. Brethren, I mean, guys, do you know? Next week, we are having an explosive atmosphere. And brethren, in the Edify Assembly, we are going to act ourselves until we value every Christian meeting. As they say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory.